Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary. Very much. And good morning. That was the aftermath of inhaling a lot of sawdust this week, I think, probably, as I was turning pens. I'll tell you about those in just a minute. I'll be at Shades of Green Nursery today. I have a lot of rare and historic woods from which I've turned the pens, and I'll give you that list in just a few moments. Right now, however, we're joined by Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum, where he is the horticulture manager. His report today is sponsored by Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney, specifically today, folks at Baylor Plano. And Tucker, I had a call last hour asking for a recommendation for the longest lasting flowers to put in baskets hanging off two street lamps at the entrance to a neighborhood. Do you have suggestions? I know you guys have a lot of baskets, a lot of big pots.
For what time of year?
Year-round. He wanted year-round color, and I said you're probably going to have three change-outs, wintertime, and then April, and then probably toward the late summer. All of what I did is very negotiable, Tucker. I'm now talking to the master.
Generally, the large containers that we have, the ones we're using now, we have trailing pansies. There's quite a number of different colors out there now. So we have those in some of our really large hanging baskets down in the Visitor Education Pavilion. We'll go probably to, more than likely, I haven't actually looked at the list, it's too far ahead. We'll have one of the million bells or super petunias or one of the trailing petunias or relatives of that group. And then generally in the summer, because we don't trust flowers necessarily, we go with sweet potato vine, something along that. But if you wanted flowers, certainly there's plenty of trailing vincas out there, as well as also spreading lantanas that would hang out of a hanging basket.
Okay, so I got the violas, pansies, I got lantanas and vincas and trailing periwinkles. And tell me again the foliage that you said the phone cut out.
We use sweet potato vines.
Oh, sweet potato, sure.
We've used the silver dichondra before. It's really striking. It's hanging out as a huge carpet hanging out of the basket. We've also used Zexminia. So that's kind of a cool one because it'll hang out too. It'll form a carpet and it'll bloom all summer long. So.
Very pretty. You guys trial these things in the trial gardens. I misspoke. I put a .com on it. It's dallasplanttrials.org. And there's a lot of information there that caller might want to go to, or anybody else for that matter. And now let's go to your report. It's time to give you some fair, equal time here, not just Jenny. Tell us about Deodaire cedar. I have never had anybody call in a report on Deodaire cedar before, and I'm so glad you did.
Well, I was thinking about, what would be an appropriately timed Christmas plant that's outside, and there aren't a lot of things that are super exciting. But Deodaire cedars are an evergreen conifer. They're a full sun, average water plant. They're pretty cool because they look like a Christmas tree. A lot of times right now you'll find them in nurseries being sold as living Christmas trees for people who have high allergies that can't handle some of the things that come on in traditionals. This is a tree that isn't overbearing in the landscape. 30 to 40 foot tall is what you're probably going to see here. They're going to be half as wide as they are tall. There's a lot of different cultivars. J.C. Ralston, North Carolina, has like 30 to 40 different cultivars of Deodaire cedars. And then most of the cultivars are based upon the color of foliage. It can be white variegated, yellow variegated. It can have a blue tint to it. It can have a bright green tint to it. It can also have a lot of different habits. Small and mounding, very trailing, like hanging over walls, very upright, short and fat. So there's a lot of different cultivars that you can go out and find. They're not easy to find, but if you go to your nurseries, your independents probably, because they're going to be ordering from the right kind of nurseries, the growers back east or back west, then you'll probably be able to ask for them and say, I'm looking for this, and they can go look for it.
Yeah, and another thing you can do is you can track them down off the internet from some of the wholesale growers and then try to check with your independent retailer and see if they order from those folks. There's an incredible array of Deodaire cedars that are weeping. I mean, just what is that? Oh, my gosh, that's a Deodaire cedar. When people ask for Colorado blue spruce, this is the plant I say, I don't think you're going to do well with blue spruce, but here is a plant that at least vaguely resembles it. It's probably the closest we're going to get in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And in fairness to a Deodaire cedar, so that people aren't caught unaware later, I've lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1970, and in 1983, 84, they were lost. They froze and did not come back, and so it can happen. But beautiful plants. They really are pretty. Education schedule comes out after the first of the year on Dallas Arboretum website, dallasarboretum.org. However, the 12 days of Christmas, we're right in the middle of the 12 days of Christmas. Tell us.
We are, and this is the Dallas' newest Christmas family tradition. There's a 12, 30-foot-tall Victorian styled gazebos throughout the garden, each depicting one of the days of the 12 Days of Christmas song. So it's pretty cool. We're open up at night. You have to buy your tickets before you show up for the nighttime viewing. Most of it is Sunday through Thursday. There are a couple Fridays and Saturdays. Check the website for all those specific dates. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty. It's a pretty fun little jaunt through the garden in the evening.
It sure is. They're just beautiful. And the other thing that we mentioned last hour for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, same thing applies to Dallas Arboretum. Become a member or give a membership. What a wonderful gift. If you know you have an avid gardener that you're buying for, and if you happen to know that they're not a member, then that's the thing to do. I don't know if you can find out if somebody's a member, if you're considering it as a gift. We'll let them deal with that, won't we, Tucker? That's not for us to worry about. All right. So you get a lot of discounts and special invitations, other things. How do they find you?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. And if you're coming from Point North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right, open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, year-round, except for Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving. Make note of that. And I don't believe I'd be showing up there 5 minutes before Christmas on the 24th. Probably not the best plan in the world. 8524. What'd you say?
You can be there on the 24th. You can be there on the 24th. You just can't be there on the 25th.
5 minutes before closing? Perhaps,
well, you
Tucker.
Could. They may not let you in, but
they may not want to see you. They're humans. They have families, Tucker. You forget. You're a plant guy. You forget. All right. And that is 8525 Garland Road, as Tucker said. 24-hour information number, my friend.
It is 214-515-6500.
You know, since Jimmy Turner left, Tucker has been my go-to guy at the Dallas Arboretum. And Jimmy was fabulous. And Tucker, you are his match. You have done a wonderful job. And it is so cool to get to visit with you, and it also is so cool to be able to email you and to get some help on some difficult plant IDs, et cetera. You are the best.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
I hope you have a great Christmas. Thanks for the
you
call.
Too.
Talk to you next week. Okay. Bye-bye. All right, that's sponsored by Baylor Plano, a place that has a very special place in our heart, and that is where our daughter's life was saved April 4th, 2005. Go into that in more detail some other time, but let me talk to you about some of the things that are offered at Baylor Plano. My wife is on the board at Baylor McKinney, and so I need to mention that fact just so that we don't have any surprises here. She was asked from our experiences at Baylor Plano if she'd like to help with the Baylor McKinney board, and she said, "You bet I would," and she loves that service. Baylor Plano is what I'm talking about right now, though, and that's for behavioral health. The holidays can be stressful. I understand that. I get that. I have stress about holidays as well, especially Christmas, especially my birthday. Stress is a part of life, but left unchecked, it can lead to anxiety, high blood pressure, insomnia, digestive issues, back pain, and other health problems. The Behavioral Health Center at Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano can help you cope with stress and illnesses associated with it. So if you're really feeling down, this is a time of year when a lot of people struggle, and that's why you want to call the Baylor Behavioral Health Center. And the phone number specifically to them is 469-814-4850. They do want to help. That is 469-814-4850, BaylorHealth.com/Plano Behavior. BaylorHealth.com, then a slash Plano Behavior to schedule an appointment. It's 469-814-4850, Behavioral Health at Baylor Plano. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. Thank you, sir, and please do call right now, 800-288-9227. Greg is in Terrell. Greg, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello,
Good
Greg.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for the call.
Good. Hey, recently I was out hunting in West Texas, and I We were hunting on the edge of a cotton field that hadn't been stripped, and so I grabbed a plant and brought it home to show my two young daughters. It's kind of where cotton comes from and so forth. And so we were picking the cotton out of the bowls, and they were picking the seeds out of there, and my oldest daughter asked if we could plant it and grow it. So I assumed we could, but here we are kind of entering the winter months. And I've done a little bit of research online, but I'm curious, is growing cotton indoors, I guess because you can control heat, maybe control the sunlight on it, do you have any experience knowing whether that's going to be doable indoors, or should we just wait till springtime when that soil temperature and outside temperatures get back up to...
I'll back into my answer. Wait till springtime is the answer. Okay. And plant it maybe 1st of April. This is a plant that loves hot weather. 100 degrees doesn't faze it, loves full sun, and you don't have full sun indoors. When I was in undergraduate school at Texas A&M, and I grew up in College Station, I was used to seeing cotton out in the Brazos River Valley, and that was the plant that we used in plant physiology class. Bear with me. It's not as boring as it sounds, I hope. Or maybe it will be. And one of the things that we had to do in plant physiology was study the effects of the elements that plants have to have. You know, they have to have boron, they have to have manganese and zinc and all these things. And so if you have a growing medium that is absolutely sterile, devoid of any nutrition, and you give a given plant everything except one element, you can see what that element does to the plant, you know, what happens to the plant when it doesn't have enough boron or whatever. And certainly nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And the growth chamber that we used, the plant that we used, was cotton plants. And the growth chamber that we used, it was a room, a big room, and it had fluorescent tubes side by side by side by side, up and over and down, both sides and ends. That room was unusual, to say the least. And that's the kind of...
Too.
Well, no, not with fluorescent. That's the kind of lighting that cotton has to have. But that was absolutely controlled lighting. They knew exactly how many foot candles of light the plants were getting. So that was not a variable. If you had a room that some days was bright and some days was dark, that would be a variable, and that would make your results on the nutrients inappropriate. So anyway, that's why I will guarantee you that you need to wait till April. You see why I gave you the answer first. You might have hung up first.
Yeah, so. No, I spent a couple of years in college out at Tech and worked somewhat in the agriculture industry.
Sure.
Part-time. And I remember the old cotton farmer saying, don't even plant it till the soil gets above 55 degrees consistently.
Yeah.
So.
And out there, that's going to be even later. But, yeah, wait till mid-April, if you wish. You won't lose anything. You could start them indoors in pots on a windowsill, but I would direct sow them. I really would, and I'd do it in mid-April. Yeah. They're in the cotton family. So are all the hibiscus varieties. You think about how much heat the hibiscus plants like, and that's why you need to wait.
Right. Okay.
Greg, I hope it's worthwhile. I hope you have a Merry Christmas with those girls.
Yeah, thank you, Neil. I wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Appreciate all you do with your show.
We're trying. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Ken in Flower Mound, I'm going to help you with that screening plant. I will help you, and I will help you avoid a very serious problem. He needs a tall screen that grows quickly, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Please stay with me. Folks, my book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is 344 pages. I self-published it, so you will not find it in stores, and I did that on purpose. This way, I can control where it's sold. It's sold through my magazine office, and it's also sold at my website, neilsperry.com. And I don't have to worry about royalty statements. You're seeing more and more big time authors who are not going back through their publishers because they just have not had the best relationships and don't feel like they are being treated fairly. When my book, Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, was published locally, it was just wonderful. But anyway, I digress. I don't want to get into that. The positive is that I have the book I always wanted to have. When you publish it yourself, you can make it look and contain exactly what you want. If you want to have 840 photographs, you are allowed to do so. And this book does. 840 of my photographs. It's 344 pages in length. It has copious information, charts, more than 25 multi-page charts. You remember the posters I used to offer? We still have them. They're $10 each. All four of those posters are represented in their entirety in the same format that we have on the big posters, but you get all four of them in this book at $28.95 instead of $40 for the four posters. So, and that's just that. That's just that. And that's probably 5 or 10% of the content of the book. You will have a chapter on the basics of gardening in Texas, the monthly gardening calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants in your landscape and garden. That's what I used to put on my annual gardening calendars when I did those. People don't use calendars much anymore. And then chapters 3 through 11 are on trees and shrubs and vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. I worked a year preparing this book. A wonderfully skilled graphic designer, Cindy Smith, and a wonderful editor, Carolyn Skye. The three of us built this book, and it was really fun. Just $28.95 plus tax and postage. I will have it this afternoon at Shades of Green Nursery, 7401 Coit Road, 2 miles north of Highway 121. I'll be there at 1:30. I'd be happy to sign a copy of the book for you and to personalize it to someone if you'd like to give it as a gift. So come on out and see us. It is probably too late to get it unless you pay an extraordinary premium to get it in quick delivery from my office. But if you just want to get it for yourself, my office is open until 11. 800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. You can also order at neilsperry.com. This book is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. That's my old book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Come to Shades of Green at 1:30 today. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Well, thank you, sir, and those are the best people in that business. This holiday season, give a gift that keeps on giving, gets better year after year. Get a tree during the tree sale at Shades of Green Nursery in Frisco. Save up to 30% off their 10-gallon or larger container-grown trees or their bald and burlap trees. And that's up to 30% savings through the end of this year. Give it as a gift for Christmas. What a wonderful gift for somebody you know enjoys gardening and maybe needs a new tree. They can advise you as the best type for that particular need. Skip the crowds at the malls. Go to Shades of Green, get a gift certificate, or pick up some of their wonderful gifts that they have available to you. I'll be there from 1:30 to 3:30 this afternoon with the pens that I make as a fundraiser for Serenity High in McKinney. My sincere thanks go to Jeff and the team at Shades of Green always for hosting. If I need a place to do something, either sell pens or do book signing, they are so gracious to allow me to come in and take over a part of their sales area. So come on out and see, and that will be from 1:30 to 3:30 today. Now, if you're dreaming of new landscaping ideas, Shades of Green can certainly implement that for you as well. They do it all, and they do it beautifully. It's Shades of Green Nursery, shadesofgreeninc.com, 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco, 972-335-9095, Shades of Green in Frisco.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
I'm going to do a little longer version of the landscape school in just a second, the ad for that after the newscast. I want to get to Cannon Flower Mound, but the basic of it is that our home landscape school will be all day Saturday, February 14, Valentine's Day, in Plano. Wonderful gift for somebody you care about. And you can find out all the information of our Home Landscape School by going to neilsperry.com. Or if you already know you want to sign up, you can call my magazine office until 11. That's the same number you use to order my new book. And that number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or neilsperry.com. We go to Ken in Flower Mound. Ken, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for calling.
Good. So a couple of months ago, my wife and I bought into a very suburban neighborhood in Flower Mound. So, you know, front car garages, so everybody's backyard backs up to the neighbor behind them. Two-story homes. When we first moved here, our neighbor behind, and by the way, we both have pools in our backyards. Mm-hmm. The neighbor behind us had a row of trees and shrubbery of some sort that was extremely tall when we first moved in. About 3 weeks after we moved in, he cut them all down and completely exposed his house to me and my house to him. He had to do that apparently because his pool was only about 6 feet away from the fence line, and that's where he had all of the shrubbery, and it was starting to grow into his pool. So we had to cut them down. So on my side, I've got much more room. I've got about 20 feet from the fence line to my pool. So I'm trying to figure out what is the best type of shrubbery, trees, whatever that I might be able to put there. You know, they're relatively fast growing that would, you know, grow relatively tall because both of us have these two-story homes.
All right. Fast growth does not equate to quality in almost all cases.
Right.
Fast growth in the case of shade trees is short life expectancy. In the case of shrubs, the fast-growing shrubs that I can think of are invasive. They send seeds out. I'm thinking of Japanese privet or Japanese ligustrum. I mean, that's a great 20-foot screen, and it would be wonderful. But man, you will have it everywhere, and it's darn near on the verge of being declared you can't plant them anymore. You don't see them in nurseries for that reason because it just has a horrible reputation. The best, my advice to you, and I can boil it down to about three or four plants. My advice would be get a PVC pipe or something and take a Sharpie and mark it off on 1 foot increments and number every once in a while and see how tall this has to be. Go to the house, the pool, wherever you're trying to get the visual block, and see if it's 18 feet that you need. You may already have done that, or 20 feet or 14 feet, whatever it is, because that's going to impact what plant you choose very dramatically and how large a plant that you might get. The best tall screening shrubs would be hollies, and my choice would be Nellie R. Stevens holly. And at that distance, when it finally does produce berries, after it gets a little mature, their large berries are going to drop to the ground. They do not germinate. It's just not going to be a problem. Generally, the birds eat them before the, and then that can be a problem, but the birds will eat them and fly away, and they don't end up in the pool. Nellie R. Stevens would be my choice. It is my choice at my home. We don't have a pool, but I have places where I want privacy screens. There are other large hollies. Mary Nell is not quite as large, but it's a lovely plant. Nellie R. is by far my preference. Then in the case of small trees that would fit into your property and look good, Little Gem Magnolia would be ideal. And if that's too large, it'll get 30 feet tall, 20 feet wide. Then a smaller variety called Teddy Bear. I'm not sure it'll get tall enough to give you the visual break that you're looking for. But those are the plants that I would start with and then go from there. There are other options, but you know, just ask what kind of quality is this plant when you're buying it at the nursery, and ask them to kind of own that decision a little bit as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Neil. I appreciate your help.
I'm glad you called. Thank you, sir. All right. We'll come back to go to Jackie in Corsicana. A very interesting question on the difference between oak and elm when using them as firewood. So we'll try to help. Dixon Brothers, you hear Mary Traveland as my announcer here, a very gracious lady with a beautiful voice and also a great store. She and her husband have a wonderful store. When you go to Dixon Brothers and you walk in that front door, I can only imagine that you will say, oh my gosh, they have more stuff than Neil said they have in terms of everything that you need for anything that touches water. They have it. They have a complete, it's a 20,000 square foot, almost, just a, oh, it's a, It is just fabulous. When you go in there, you're going to say, my golly, I can get everything here. All right, let me get to their ad copy. Leaves have begun to fall, and most of them have fallen. They need to be removed from ponds and swimming pools, and that's kind of what we were just talking about. Dixon Brothers has robotic pool sweeps and pond vacuums to help you manage. You can also get helpful tips to make your job faster and easier. At Dixon Brothers, you have the fall pond must-haves like pond cover nets and sturdy pond shark telescoping scoop nets, Genki fish food for cooler temperatures that we're currently having, and aquatic thermometers and much more. And Dixon Brothers also has everything you could possibly need to protect your pool, your fish pond, whatever it is that you have, your water garden, from the cold temperatures ahead. We haven't had the worst of it yet, I know. Get winter covers for above ground pools and custom automatic covers for in ground pools. Install a freeze guard automatically to protect your equipment from costly freeze damage. They can repair or replace any malfunctioning pumps, heaters, or filters. They truly do it all. They can help you if you want to do a new installation sometime over the cool season now. Dixon Brothers, a Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit their showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call them at 972-288-7537. Great people, great showroom, everything you need. 972-288-7537. Closed on Sundays, open 6 days a week. Dickson.
Rush on WBAP.
I have warned all of you, these last 2 years of the Obama administration are going to actually be what he would have done if he'd had total control and not have to worry about the Constitution the first 2 years.
Rush, 11 till 2, News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Sometimes you want to remodel your house. You say, you know, this place just is getting kind of stale looking. Let me suggest something that worked at our house, and it might work for you as well, and that is just replacing the window treatments. Try sunburst shutters. Put sunburst shutters in your windows and see if you don't agree. My goodness, it's like a whole house makeover just by adding these beautiful, simple, understated, elegant, long-lasting, fabulous shutters called sunburst shutters. The people are pretty fabulous, too, that you'll be dealing with. They're just really nice. Now, sunburst shutters are made of polywood. It doesn't crack or warp or split or peel because it is a synthetic man-made material, but it looks just like wood. From 18 inches away, you won't be able to tell, but you don't have to paint them. These are plantation-style louvered shutters. The louvers are 2.5, 3.5, or 4.5 inch in size, and when you call them to set an appointment, they will bring samples to your home so you can see how they would look in your windows. We love our sunburst shutters. Highly energy efficient. To see them at your home and to get a free no-cost estimate from really nice people using the Polywood shutters from Sunburst Shutters, call their offices at 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. Also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco by calling that same number. SunburstShutters.com, 214-343-2601. It is my intention always to go to the news on time, and I always come hat in hand saying, hey, I am so sorry, Major Logan, but it's time for news finally now. Sir?
Good morning, Neil.
Gosh.
WBAP News Time now, 9:34. Another police officer shot and killed. We'll have that story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. That accident on I-30 at MacArthur Boulevard has now been cleared, so we're not seeing any major delays or slowdowns right now on the arteries around the Metroplex, but take a little extra caution in these foggy conditions this morning. Be sure to turn your lights on. Your WBAP forecast, patchy fog this morning, then clearing to be cloudy and cool for the rest of the day. High 55, mostly cloudy tonight, overnight low 46, mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high of 66. Right now, 46 degrees in Mesquite. A police officer in Florida has been shot in the line of duty just hours after two New York police officers were shot and killed in an ambush. The incident occurred early this morning in Tarpon Springs near Tampa.
That Tarpon Springs officer is dead, and I can also tell you that we do have a suspect in custody.
That's Pinellas County Sheriff spokesperson Cecilia Barada. And Texas ranchers are a creative bunch. WBAP's Tom Clay has details.
Ranchers across Texas have gotten creative with their land after drought conditions decimated cattle numbers in the nation's leading production state. Many ranchers in Texas opening up their pastures to hunters while others are selling water to oil companies or desert plants and mistletoe to nurseries. 2011 was the state's driest year on record, causing ranchers to heavily cull their herds. The reduced numbers have contributed to record high beef prices. West Texas rancher John R. Anderson said he's keeping an open mind on ways to recover profits he lost when he moved his cattle to other states, and North Texas rancher Mandy Dosses has taken a full-time job to cope with thinner profit margins. Tom Clay, 24/7 News.
Once again, patchy fog this morning, then it's going to be cloudy and cool, high 55. Right now, 46 degrees in Grand Prairie. From the 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major. Glad we're still friends. Let me tell you right now about our home landscape school. It is coming up on Saturday, February 14. This is the 20th year we've had it. It is always a sellout, and this year is no exception. We are right on pace, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. It makes a wonderful Christmas gift, and then you can celebrate it on Valentine's Day. How about that? If you can get a 2-for-1 in anything I do, that's probably as close as we come. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford and I will be your teachers all day long that day. We will teach you the principles of good landscape design. We're not going to turn you into landscape architects with a registration number, but we will at least teach you how to do a landscape plan to scale, to do a project for your home. We'll teach you about bed design and layout, how to position plants within those beds, what are the best plants to use in North Texas landscapes. And actually, we get people who attend this landscape school from all over Texas. We have then 2 weeks later, we give you a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional as you finish your landscape project on your project, on your point of interest at your home. Maybe it's your patio or maybe it's the entryway. It is your chance then to finish that landscape out and have something that you're really proud of, plus the ability to do the next landscape plan on your own. But that landscaping professional will match you up with somebody from your part of Texas. If you're from Odessa and you want to have something that is typical of the Odessa area, we'll have somebody who can help you with that. We work very hard at that. So now that's all day Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, and then either the 28th of February or March 1, your one-on-one consultation for 30 minutes. It's $199 for one person and $239 for two people from the same household. And as I say, 20 years we've been doing it. It will sell out, and you need to get your reservation in right away. 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you call for the new book that I have, and that is 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
A couple of things Monday morning for you. 5:15.
Yes.
Let's just start with the Cowboys.
We'll get the Cowboy game out of the way.
Yeah. We'll get that out of the way.
Okay.
And then you've heard of the turducken?
Yeah, I have heard of the turducken, yes.
Have you ever heard of the lamb pig cow?
What does Steve Lamb have to do with this?
7:37 Monday morning.
We'll taste it.
On WBAP.
Since 1983, the folks at Whiz-Q Stone have been leaders in the Metroplex, leaders in their community, leaders in the Nursery Association. When I wanted to line up TNLA, Texas Nursery and Landscape Association help for Christmas is for Caring here at WBAP, several months ago, I called Mike Wisnan and I said, Mike, you guys in? You think the nurseryman will help us? He is so tethered to the nursery industry, as is his son Derek. I knew they were the go-to people, and it just worked beautifully. And credit also to Sam Wieger at Callaway's. I'll tell you more about Sam another time. But anyway, these are the folks who really make it happen. Well, now back to the point at hand. Whiz-Q Stone is 22 acres of beautiful stone. You can see why landscape contractors go to them. The person you do business with to do your landscape installation probably is a customer of Whiz-Q Stone. And you are welcome to come out and browse to your heart's content, drive their 22-acre lot. They'll take you around and show you the different stones and discuss amounts you would need and the pricing of it. And if you want to come with your landscape contractor, so much the better. Whiz-Q Stone, open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. Absolutely a toy store for landscape lovers like I am. I love going to this place, and the people are that nice too. Whiskey Stone, their display gardens and sales area at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit whiz-q.com. whiz-q.com. 817-429-0822. It's Whiskey Stone.
Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program.
All right, thank you, sir. And we go to Jackie in Corsicana. Jackie, this is Neil. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Neil. It's Jackie. You already said that. My cousin has a farm.
I repeat myself all the time. I'm used to it. Didn't bother me at all.
Thank you. Go ahead. My cousin has a farm, and he's been harvesting oak trees that have fallen down and selling them as firewood. And now he's also got he's running out of oak trees, and he's got elm trees, but people keep asking for oak. And I was wondering, you know, what the difference might be in aroma, density, between the two woods. Is there a difference?
It's and there is a term that the foresters use, and I don't remember the exact term, Jackie, but it's a comparative heat value. How much heat do you get out of oak versus elm? If you have a fast-growing wood like cottonwood, oh, it burns wonderfully, but it's gone in moments. And elm is somewhere in between. It is not as dense, therefore it doesn't burn as long. And that's why people want oak firewood. And plus, you know what, when you drive down the highway and you see firewood stacked there for sale, does it ever say elm firewood for sale? No. The reason for that is that everybody wants oak, and everybody who has oak touts oak.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it may be that at this point he needs to go into the nursery business and raise live oaks or Schumard red oaks and sell them for his use of his farmland instead of harvesting the fallen trees. But that's exactly what it is. Maybe he might be able to subcontract with other property owners to clear their land for them of unwanted.
That's a good idea.
Especially and fallen trees. Yeah.
Do you have any other recycling use for elm? Any ideas?
Well, I won't say it's not good firewood. It might be offered at a lower price. I would do the homework. I'd look through.
Okay.
I would just do a search if I were doing this work for them. I would do a search for comparative heat value, oak firewood versus elm firewood. Let oak be your standard, your gold standard, and see where elm is. And if he has a lot of elm, he might be able to sell it and just tell people this is elm. It you'll have to clean it out more often. See, that's the problem. People have to clean their fireplace more often. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
I'm glad you called. That was an interesting challenge. Thank you. Let me go to Rick in Frisco. Rick, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil. Thank you.
Sure.
Love your show and your book.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah, so I've got four Schumard red oaks planted in 2001. They were about 2-inch caliper then. They're about 1-foot diameter now. They're between my sidewalk and the road on the west side of my property. And I noticed a couple months ago, about maybe 6 weeks ago, on the second one back from the front of the property, there is a small split that's about 9 or 10 inches long, but it's real thin, about 20 inches off the ground, and there's some dark sap material oozing from that. And I'm wondering, the tree is otherwise very healthy, no leaf symptoms, no other issues have grown. Very healthy. So I'm wondering, is that something I need to be really worried about?
Probably not if the tree is looking pretty good. Let me answer that in two ways. Number one, you shouldn't be concerned that you're going to lose the tree, but yes, you need to worry enough to get somebody to look at it and help you. It probably does need to be checked. What direction does that crack face?
It is on the south side.
All right. This is a different answer. I was talking to my producer Robert Borowski on the intercom off mic, I hope. But anyway, I said, I'll bet that tree, because I didn't know you had more than one, I said, I'll bet it's less than 5 years old. Because usually, Rick, when I hear this question about Schumard red oaks trunks having cracks and leaking sap or oozing, dark ooze, it usually is a young tree that has just been planted and it has suffered sun scald. And then two or three years later, it begins to have the decay and the problems that you're seeing. And that could still be what's happened on the south side of the tree, but usually it'll show up faster than this, sooner or earlier. I would look above that and see if there is a branch up a foot or two or three that was pruned off and didn't heal properly. Decay tends to move down primarily in a trunk. It can also move up. But I would get a tree specialist out, an arborist, a certified arborist, and let them help. I have a wonderful advertiser that is the best it gets, and I would have them out just to make sure and have them look at the other trees while they're there. It may be that there is some bit of that's decaying wood that is oozing like that. That's why it's dark colored. And it indicates a problem, but it's probably a localized problem.
Okay. Yeah, it was I'm hoping it's not something serious like oak wilt.
No, but, that's not the symptom.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Great. Excellent. Thank you, Neil.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. I purposely don't do Plugola on the radio, so nobody ever accused me of doing that. And so you heard me not give the name of my advertiser there on my website. In fact, if you ever want to look up one of my advertisers, you didn't get a phone number or an address or something, if you go to neilsperry.com and then click on Neil on the radio, there will be a list of my radio advertisers, radio sponsors there, and you can get all the contact information from them. Pam in Bedford will be up in just a moment. I'm looking tree removal service. Who is the best? Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and take that, Robert, and I'll try to help her. Pam, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking the call.
I was heading right into the forest again, wasn't I?
Yes, yeah.
How can I help you?
I have a property that has a lot of volunteer trees that are growing in real inappropriate places, like right up against the foundation, almost underneath a fence, that sort of thing. And I've had a couple tree services, just to head that answer off, out to quote removal of that plus some other things, and they would not quote me full removal of those type of trees. In other words, they would cut them down, but they wouldn't quote me removal of the roots and all that. So I'd be spending $2,000+ and still have to deal with those things growing back. So I'm trying to figure out who the right person, or maybe not person, but type of company is that would do that kind of work.
All right. So your main shutdown with the companies you've had out has been the fact that they were going to leave you with stumps and roots.
Yes.
All right.
For those volunteer trees, not for things that a stump grinder could come in and do and had enough room to work.
How large are these stumps that they're not wanting to grind out then?
Oh, 3-4 inches in diameter.
All
some
right.
of them might be as much as 6, but I don't think even that much.
You know, you can drill into those with a 1/4-inch bit on a hand drill and pour a 2,4-D broadleafed weed killer in at full strength and keep them from sprouting back. If they're cut off flush with the ground, then they're not going to hit lawnmower blades or tractor blades, and you could easily enough kill them and keep them from coming back.
Be great if I owned the tools or wanted to go out and buy them and do it myself. I'm trying to hire somebody to take care of these problems for me.
That part doesn't cost much. Yeah. How big of an area are you talking about?
It's a 1/4-acre lot.
That would not be difficult. All right, landscape contractors can do what you want. You need somebody with a front-end loader, a blade, that can just push those out of the soil and get them out of the way. Now, this is not landscaped, correct? This is just virgin woodland.
Oh, no, it's landscaped, and it's got a house on the property.
Of course. Yeah. All right. That's why they don't want to bring the stump grinders in.
Right.
What I would do is cut them off at the ground, get a landscape contractor, and I'd talk to the people whose trucks you see in your neighborhood, or talk to a good independent retail nursery in your area, especially somebody who does wholesale sales. They will know the landscape contractors who are in your part of the Metroplex, and get them to bid on the cutting and removal and the treating of these stumps. That's all you have to do is drill into them, and the electric cordless electric drill is and the herbicide to go with it. You're looking at $150 in a few hours of time. It isn't a difficult thing. A well schooled a teenager could do that for you. And not to put teenagers down, this is not something that requires a career in horticulture to do.
Yeah, my problem is that I'm rarely home during the daylight.
Well,
I'm not going to do it at night.
Okay. All you have to, too many issues going on here. That one put me over the top.
I just want to hire somebody. That's all I want to find out is who should I hire to do it?
You need a landscape contractor.
Okay,
that'll
great.
Do it for you. You bet. Appreciate your
Thank
call.
You.
Thank you. You
Bye.
Bet. All righty. Let me take my last break, and then I want to go through the list of pens that I will be taking to Shades of Green Nursery this afternoon, and I will tell you a little bit about the pens. If you are interested in buying my book, Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening, once again, the phone number to my office is 800-752-GROW. This will be a signed copy of the book. If you need to have it personalized, I'd be happy to do that. It's going to cost extra to get it there by Christmas. It would be better for you if you're anywhere in the Metroplex to come out to Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road in Frisco this afternoon at 1:30, 1:30 to 3:30. I'll be there signing, and we'll have the pens with me also, so that would be fun to have you come. But you can order from neilsperry.com if time is not a critical issue, neilsperry.com, or by calling 1-800-752-GROW. The book comes to you satisfaction guaranteed, and I know it will be the help that you were hoping for. 840 of my best photographs and 344 pages. It covers every aspect of outdoor landscaping and gardening. It is not a revised version of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1991. Totally different book. I've self-published it. It is not in stores, not on Amazon, strictly available from my office or at my personal appearances. neilsperry.com or 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
How safe are we really from terrorists? I'm not talking about traditional terrorist attack. I'm talking about cyber attacks. North Korea is now saying they're going to target our nuclear plants. So are we prepared for it? Well, we'll take a look at it coming up at 9 a.m. on the Ben Ferguson Show on WBAP.
It is my great pleasure to thank the folks at Callaway's Nursery. I called them in November, and I said, could I come do some book signings and some pen sales in your nurseries, various Callaways? We had one yesterday in Southlake. Could not have had a more wonderful reception, and I thank their people so much for all that they have done to help me over this past year on book signings, for example. They've been friends for many, many years. From everyone at Callaway's Nursery comes to you the Christmas greeting, Let Heaven and Nature Sing. Now, I was in two Callaways yesterday, in fact, and they have some pretty great Christmas savings. Their trees, wreaths, and garlands, yard decorations, and much more are 50% off while supplies last. You'll find beautiful poinsettias at 30%. 10% of every poinsettia purchase goes to the Lena Pope Home, helping children and families in Texas. Join Callaway's in giving. A great place to get gifts for Christmas. Also a great place to get a gift card for someone you care about. That's Callaway's. Christmas is almost here, and they're a great place to shop because you can drive right up to the front door. 17 Metroplex locations. They are open 9 to 6 daily, 9 to 3 on Christmas Eve, and of course they're closed on Christmas Day. Your satisfaction is always 100% guaranteed. Go to Callaway's.com for the store nearest you. I love these folks, love the stores. Callaway's.com.
Hi, this is Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High. Serenity High is open to students from McKinney, Collin County, and the Dallas Metroplex who have successfully completed a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It's really difficult after a student leaves treatment to return to a home high school. A student is very fragile and needs some additional support. Our school is self-paced, and that additional support academically as well as support in sobriety is very crucial to a student early in sobriety. Self-paced instruction allows a student to complete coursework and not only complete coursework on time, but oftentimes graduate early. We really feel that students and staff relate to one another as family. We're small enough so that we know students' needs and help relate on a personal level. Parents call us directly. I certainly feel that it's okay for a student to call. Anybody that really wants help, just give us a call and we'll try to work with you however we can. 469-742-7830. Without a doubt, this is the most rewarding assignment I've ever had. It's fun. I enjoy coming to school. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
All right, and that's the school for which I turned the pens. I'll tell you about in just a moment. you know, advanced foundation repair, it may be the farthest thing from your mind this time of year, because you kind of think of foundation repairs being July, August issues, when it's really dry and the soil is really cracked and your foundation is out there having to struggle with all that heat and drought. Well, let me tell you something. Foundations have problems even in the wintertime, and that's why this is the time of year that it's best to get advanced foundation repair on the job. They're going to give you a lifetime warranty of their work, therefore you'll have your foundation repaired before the damage gets any worse next summer. That damage could be getting worse right now. In fact, if we get some rain, it will swell the soil, and that pushes the foundation the other direction. For the company that has pioneered so many aspects of foundation repairs, including that lifetime warranty transferable owner to owner to owner, you need to call the best. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. FoundationRepairs.com, and their number is 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. This afternoon at 1:30, my wife and I will be at Shades of Green Nursery. That is in Frisco. Excuse me. It is 2 miles north of Highway 121, about a mile south of Main Street in Frisco. I'll be there to sign my new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, for you, and also to sell pens, the pens that I make as a fundraiser for Serenity High. Some of the woods that I will bring this afternoon, quantities now are limited. It's been a wonderful pen sale month. I have, for example, wood from the Century Oak at Texas A&M, from the Battle Oaks on the UT campus. I have wood from the Treaty Oak in Austin, the tree the man tried to kill, from Old Main Oak on the Baylor campus. I have a little bit of that left, not too many pens left, probably 15 or 20. I don't have all of them turned yet, but I'm going to run out of that eventually. I have also Bethlehem Olive and the ancient Cory from the Cory Forest, wood from the Capitol, the Texas State Capitol Building, and a lot of other rare and historic woods. TCU, live oak from Amon Carter, right beside Amon Carter Field. I hope you'll come out this afternoon. 100% of the proceeds of the pen sales will go to Serenity High in McKinney. I hope you have a merry, wonderful Christmas. Robert Borowski, thank you, sir. Until next week, happy gardening.